When he had gone, Ann Belden offered to make me fresh coffee, but I poured myself a whiskey and then began to dictate a summary. Kung had not insulted me. I was truly the unresolved man, the man who would not gamble on the truth he saw, but tried to hedge it with opportune casuistry.
The routine of wading through the river continued for 3 more days. The porters whined about the pain at every opportunity, scowling at me as if I had murdered their families in the night. So great was their anger that the Swedes suggested I sleep with a machete under the knot of clothes I used as a pillow.
Oh, lonely boy, lonely boy. When will you ever learn? What you think is going to happen? That the world's going to spin in a different direction? Or the stars are going to change their colors just for you? Oh, you're so naive, lonely boy. I too used to be one. A lonely boy myself.
Other than that little annoying sound that, after a while, might drive me freaking crazy or out of my head, I have to say that this little piccola is a very, very super easy machine to write with. We can start to finally realize the vast potential of this little typer.
Sometimes you feel like you've lost your power. There's an easier way to fight bad skin. Pure Power from L'Oreal Men Expert.
For me, the most exhilarating moment at the typewriter is when a character takes on a life of his own. It's not an easy thing to describe, but it happens. One can scarcely avoid playing God when writing a novel.
What I thought was my manhood leaked out into the sea, where I thought sailors would go. A cruel trick of light. We are born wet and near the bottom of our lives. Then sunlight slaps the sea surface, and we breathe that first time. A cry, a scream, then a settling gurgle.